我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主，我们真的感谢赞美你，因为你爱我们，叫我们把心归给你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, for you loved us and you called us to give our heart to you.
主，我们今天早上来到你跟前，我们学习把我们的心再次的归给你。
Lord, as we come to you this morning, we want to learn to give our heart to you.
我们是一无所有的人，我们没有什么能够给你。
Lord, we have nothing that we can give to you.
我们最好的作品都是凭自己，都是一无所能、一无所有的。
Our best work is but nothing before you.
但是我们却能够把那个被你用宝血洁净的心归给你。
And yet we can give our heart, the heart which you have cleansed with your precious blood, back to you.
主啊，早晨我们求你再次向这个心说话。
Lord, this morning we ask that you speak to our heart.
以致我们的心越来越多的位置空间都是为着你的。
That we have more and more rooms for you in our heart.
我们的心越来越多地方是被你洁净的。
That our heart can more and more be cleansed by you.
越来越多地方是讨你喜欢。
That we will be more and more pleasing to you, Lord.
做一个合乎你心意的人。
We'll be one, the man after your own heart.
就早晨如果我们在座有一些人的心还没有预备好亲近你的话。
So this morning, if some among us have not prepared their hearts to draw near to you,
就求你帮助我们每一个都有一个预备好的心。
Lord, will you help each and every one of us to prepare our heart before you?
以致我们的心向你是敞开的。
That our hearts are open unto you.
我们的心是被你用宝血洁净的。
That our hearts are cleansed by your precious blood.
我们许多的掺杂或者烦恼，我们都靠着你，被你自己，纯洁，以致我们能够单一的仰望你。
Will you purify us, Lord, from all our impurity and all the things that are troubling us, that we can look upon you?
主，我们谢谢你应许说，凡寻求你的人，你都赏赐。
We thank you that you have promised that you will give reward to all those who seek you, seek for you.
主，我们要向你说，我们今天现在就来寻求你。
Lord, we want to say now, we want to come and seek you, Lord.
求主你自己向我们打开。
Lord, will you open yourselves to us?
我们求你用圣灵膏抹讲的、翻译的跟听的。
But we ask that you anoint by your Holy Spirit the speaker, the translator, and the listener.
以致我们的心在你跟前一同的蒙恩。
That we may all receive grace before you.
以致我们的身体都一起来服侍你、跟从你。
That everybody, all our bodies can be, can follow you and serve you, Lord.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们翻到彼得前书第三章。
Shall we turn to 1 Peter chapter 3?
彼得前书第三章第一节到第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 7.
找到以后我们一起来念。
When we turn to it, let's read together.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 7.
无论用什么语言。
In whatever language.
第一节，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的秉行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。你们不要以外面的编头发戴金饰 穿美衣为装饰
apparel,
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重她，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。今天我们要继续交通做个与神同行的父母这个主题。
Today we will continue to share on the topic of being a parent walking with God.
上次我们交通到父母同心祷告
这个方面。Last time we shared about praying together as parents in one accord.
今天我们要继续这个父母同心祷告的题目。
Today we would like to continue this subtopic.
父母怎样能够同心祷告呢？
How can parents pray in one accord?
首要的条件就是父母必须同有主的生命。
The first condition is that the parents must share the same life, the Lord's life.
两个人都是清除重生得救真正的基督徒。
The both of them are clearly saved, born again.
所以基督徒寻找结婚对象的时候需要找真实重生得救的基督徒。
So when Christians are seeking someone to marry, they need to find one who has clearly been born again.
所有真正重生的基督徒他们都蒙圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
All Christians who have been born again, we have the unity of the Spirit.
正如以弗所书第四章第三节说，确立保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
Just like Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3, it says, need to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这个合而为一的心不是人自己制造出来的。
This unity of the Spirit is not something that man made.
或者不是由参加某一个团体会社而自发起来的。
Nor is it something that was invented by any human organization.
乃是从神那里来的。
But it's from God.
是圣灵所赐的。
Is given by the Holy Spirit.
但是人有一个责任，就是去保守这个圣灵所赐而合而为一的心。
But we have a responsibility to keep the unity of the Spirit.
并且要彻底保守。
Keep with all effort.
神的话说要彻底保守，就表示这个合而为一的里面的真实和外面的见证呢？是可以被人去阻碍甚至去破坏的。
If we have to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, then it's telling us that this testimony from the unity of Spirit can be hindered or damaged.
就好像新约里面哥林多教会。
Just like the New Testament Church in Corinth.
他们因着种种的原因不能够同心。
For whatever reason,They don't have this, they have lost this unity of the Spirit.
他们因着分门别类，嫉妒纷争。
There are divisions among them, there are jealousy, there are,
因着教会里面的罪恶。
Because of the sins in the church.
也因着教会对这些罪恶的容忍，没有正视和处理。
Because church's tolerance to the sins.
并且弟兄与弟兄告状，告在不信主的人面前。
One brother was suing another brother, and before the unbeliever.
还有许多许多。
And many, many other things.
这些都叫哥林多教会不能同心。
All these have caused the church in Corinth to lose the unity of the Spirit.
同样的，圣灵所赐合而为一的心，在基督徒家庭里头，也可以被阻碍甚至破坏。
Likewise, the unity of the Spirit can be hindered or damaged in a Christian home.
所以我们要切立保守。
Therefore, we need to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit.
刚才我们读过彼得前书第三章从第一节到第七节。
We've just read 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1 through 7.
我们现在再读第七节。
Let's read verse 7 again.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。这一节是讲到做丈夫的当如何对待自己的妻子。
This verse speaks about how the husbands are to treat their wives.
我们特别注意最后一句。
Let's pay attention to the last part.
这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
That your prayers may not be hindered.
那么神要基督徒的丈夫怎样切立保守圣灵所赐合而为的心呢？
How does God require the Christian husband to keep the unity of the Spirit?
好叫他能够和他基督徒的妻子同心祷告呢？
So that he can pray with one accord with his Christian wife.
就是第七点，第七节所说的两点。
The answer is in verse 7, in 2 points.
第一，要按情理与妻子同住。
Firstly, to dwell with them with understanding.
第二，要敬重妻子。
And secondly, to give honor to your wife.
我们先看做父亲的当怎样按情理与妻子同住。
Let's first look at how the husband should dwell with them, with the wife, with understanding.
中文圣经情理这个字，新约希腊原文是
Nosin. In the original language, the word in Chinese in the original language is "nielsen."
意思是知识或者认识的意思。
It means knowledge or understanding.
一个父亲如何能按照知识与妻子同住呢？
How can a husband dwell with a wife with understanding?
最起码他需要认识他的妻子，了解他的妻子。
Most basically, he needs to understand his wife.
那个父亲，一个父亲不单只要学习爱他的妻子。
Not only does a husband need to learn how to love his wife,
他也需要学习了解他的妻子。
He needs to learn how to get to know or understand his wife.
并且按照他对妻子的了解去与妻子同住，与妻子相处。
And dwell with the wife according to their understanding.
按照对妻子的了解、认识而有的爱呢，才是一个不以自我做出发点的爱。
A love according to the understanding of the wife is a love that is not self-centered.
乃是以妻子的需要做出发点。
A love that is centered around wife's need.
这才是主的爱。
And that is the Lord's love.
是一个牧养妻子的爱。
It's a law of a shepherd.
是保养顾施的爱。
It's a love of care and protect.
这是一个好牧人的图画。
It's a picture of a good shepherd.
正如主耶稣在约翰福音第十章十四节这样说。
Just like the Lord says in John 10 verse 14.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊。
I am a good shepherd. I know my sheep.
之前他在第十节更说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
He also says earlier verses, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd dies for his sheep.
所以主耶稣这个好牧人，他认识他的羊，他也爱他的羊。
So the Lord Jesus is a good shepherd. He knows his sheep and he loves his sheep.
主耶稣也盼望做父亲的，牧养自己的妻子，认识自己的妻子，爱 自己的妻子。
And the law desires that the husbands, get to know his wife, and as a father to know his children.
圣经说，第七节说，因为他比你软弱。
Verse 7 also says, because as to a weaker vessel.
姊妹，听见这一节会不会不开心？
Perhaps the sisters are not happy when they hear this verse.
因为今天很多人都强调女强人呢。
For this world, it's influenced by feminism.
男女是有不同的。
Yes, men and women are different.
通常女人呢，在某一些方面呢，是比男人软弱的。
In some aspects, women are weaker than men.
比方身体上比男人软弱，力量没有男人这么大。
For example, physically, they are weaker and they have a less strength than men in general.
情绪方面，女人通常也比男人容易受波动，甚至受伤。
And also emotionally, women can usually get more easily hurt than men.
也容易受身体的影响。
And also they're influenced by the body.
譬如女人月经周期的时间，女人情绪比较不稳定。
For example, when women are going through the period, they are emotionally unstable.
心情比较容易烦躁。
Can get easily get upset.
容易发脾气，甚至容易受伤。
Or angry or even hurt.
所以做父亲的呢，要认识自己的妻子。
So as a husband,We need to know our wives.
了解她比你软弱。
We need to understand that she's the weaker vessel.
要用一个明白和体谅的态度去与妻子同住。
We need to give with an understanding attitude to dwell with our wives.
第二，父亲要如何确立保守夫妇的同心？
So secondly, how can a husband keep the unity of the spirit?
以致祷告没有阻碍呢
？So that the prayers would not be hindered.
下面说要敬重她。
It says here to give honor to the wife.
因为她是与你一同承受生命之恩的。
As being heirs together of the grace of life.
虽然神造人的时候叫男人和女人在生理、心理方面都有一些不同。
Even though when God created man and woman, He created us differently.In many aspects, physically, emotionally.
甚至某一些方面，女人比较男人软弱。
In some aspects, the women are weaker than men.
为要丈夫和妻子在一个婚姻家庭里面扮演不同的角色。
In order that we may play different roles in a marriage, in a family.
彼此配合，发挥不同的功能。
That we may complement each other to function as a family.
但是丈夫和妻子都是一同承受生命之恩的。
But one thing we have in common is that we are being heirs together of the grace of life.
同受一个生命，同样的一个恩典。
We have received the same life, the same grace from the Lord.
丈夫和妻子可以有不同的角色或者功能。
Husband and wives may play different roles and functions in the family.
夫妇两个人在神面前都有同样的价值，一样的宝贵的。
But we are just we have the same value in God's sight.
丈夫是妻子的头，妻子是丈夫的帮助者。
Husband is the head of the wife, and wife is the helper of the husband.
彼此的功能不同。
They have different functions.
但是价值不分高低。
But there's no higher or lower value. They have the same value in God's sight.
在神面前都是这么宝贵的。
We're all precious before God.
为着这个缘故呢，丈夫要敬重他的妻子。
For this reason, husbands ought to give honor to their wives.
圣经里面这里敬重这个字，在新约希腊原文。是给予价值或者给予尊荣的意思。
The word honor, the original language, means to give value to recognize value.
或者是给予尊荣。
Or to give honor.
在做做丈夫的。
Husbands,
你有没有敬重你的妻子呢？
Do you honor your wife?
你有没有给予价值你的妻子呢？
Do you give value to your wives?
你有没有看她为珍宝？
Do you treasure her?
去宝贵她，去珍惜她呢？
Do you cherish her to hold her as your treasure?
你有没有给她尊荣呢？
Do you give honor to your wife?
有没有在孩子面前把尊荣给她呢？
Do you give honor to her in front of your children?
有没有在朋友面前给尊荣给她呢？
Do you give honor to her in front of your friends?
我记得十多年前我的女儿对我讲过一些的话。
I remember many years ago, my daughter said to me this.
可能我跟大家分享过。
Perhaps I've shared with some of you previously.
详细我也不记得很清楚，大概是这样的。
I couldn't remember the details, but this is roughly how it went.
有一天我们一家一起吃饭之后，我就开车带全家去打羽毛球。
One day after we family had dinner, we went to play badminton.
在路上，我十二三岁的女儿对我说。
And on the way, on the journey, my 12-13-year-old daughter said to me,
爸爸，你刚才在晚饭的时候，你为着妈妈替我们预备晚餐而谢谢妈妈，我听见觉得很好。
She said to me,And Daddy, just then when we were having dinner, you thanked Mom for preparing dinner for us. I felt it was very nice.
我当时有点惊讶，并且我好奇地问她。
I was a little bit amazed, and I asked her.
我说过去我每天回家吃饭的时候都这样谢谢妈妈，你不会因为我天天都这样说，你就听厌了？
I said to her, I always do this. I always say thank you, say thanks to mommy. Are you not getting bored because of this?
或者听惯了，觉得不再特别吗？
Or that you don't think it's anything special because we do this every day?
女儿说，爸爸不会的。
And my daughter said, no, daddy, it's not like that.
我每次听都觉得很开心，心里头很舒服。
Every time I hear this, it brings me joy.
这个小小的经历鼓励我继续的学习，对我的妻子有感恩的心。
So this small experience encourages me to continue to learn to have a thankful heart towards my wife.
并且有感恩的表达，包括在孩子面前表达。
And to have expressions of in words of thanksgiving.
现在女儿出嫁了。
Now my daughter is married.
有时候家里头是儿子在家中谢饭。
Sometimes my son will be the one giving grace at dinner table.
他很多时候都为妈妈为我们预备饭菜而感谢神。
Oftentimes he will give thanks to God for the meal that has been prepared by mommy.
学习对妈妈、对神都有一个感恩的心。
He's learning to have a thankful heart towards God and towards his mom.
我知道主日学有一个小男孩。
I know a little boy in Sunday school, in children's Sunday school.
有一次他跟父母走在马路上的时候。
One day when he was walking with his parents on the street.
他主动的。把爸爸的手拉着妈妈的手放在一起。
He took his the hand of his father and the hand of his mother and put them together.
他怕完他爸爸妈妈是拖着手走路的。
He I was hoping that his mommy and daddy will hold hands as they walk along on the street.
他盼望看见爸爸是宝贵妈妈托着妈妈的。
He desires to see that his father treasures his mother and in the way of holding hands.
他盼望看见妈妈是跟爸爸是亲近在一起的。
He hopes to see that the mom and dad are really close to each other.
他只能够说他喜欢这样看见。
He can only say that he brings him joy to see this.
他可能不懂得什么叫安全感。
Perhaps he doesn't understand what it means to have a sense of security.
但是他看见爸爸妈妈同心，他很舒服，很开心的。
But when he sees the picture of mommy and daddy being really close to each other, it brings him joy and comfort.
每一个做丈夫的都是与他的妻子一同承受生命之恩的。
Husbands, you are heirs together with your wife for the grace of life.
做丈夫的有没有宝贵你的妻子呢？
Do you treasure your wives?
有没有在孩子面前给尊荣他？
Do you give honor to your wives before your children?
你的妻子为着你，为着你的孩子，她摆上了她的青春年华。
Your wife has surrendered her youth for you and for your children.
从一个亭亭玉立的少女。
From a beautiful young girl,
今天成为一个将近中年的妇女，或者是超过中年的妇女。
Now become a middle-aged woman,
甚至到一个老婆婆的人生阶段。
Even an old woman,
你有没有向她给予价值或者给予尊荣呢？
Have you ever given value to her or give honor to her?
使徒彼得说丈夫要按情理与妻子同住。
Apostle Peter says husbands ought to dwell with their wives with understanding.
丈夫要敬重妻子，
giving honor to the wife.
然后接着下面就说这样。
Then he said so that.
这样什么呢？
That.
这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
That your prayers may not be hindered.
父母同心祷告，做父亲的要负起很大的责任。
Fathers place a very important role in the matter of parents praying in one accord.
因为他是一个家的头。
But he's the head of the family.
但这个并不表示父亲要强逼妻子跟他同心祷告。
It doesn't mean that the fathers need to force the wives to pray with him.
因为同心是不能够逼出来的。
For to pray in one accord is not something you can force.
神从来没有强逼我们跟他同心。
God will never force us to be in one accord with him.
他乃是吸引我们跟他同心。
But instead he draws us so that we can be in one accord with him.
甚至他好像刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌，呼召我们与他同心。
Or just like the hymn that we just sung, he calls us to give our heart to him.
所以做父亲的要负起这个与妻子同心祷告的责任。
So as fathers, you need to take up this responsibility of praying together with your wife in one accord.
他就要学习确立保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And in order to do that, we need to learn to keep the unity of the Spirit.
把那些合一的阻碍 挪去。
To remove anything that hinders that unity of the spirit.
积极的按情理与妻子同住。
Proactively dwell with your wife with understanding.
学习给妻子尊荣。
Learn to give honor to the wives.
学习以妻子为珍宝。
Learn to cherish your wives.
与妻子一同同心祷告是爱妻子的一个行动。
To pray in one accord with your wives is an action that speaks of your love towards your wife.
也是一个爱孩子的一个行动。
It's an action that speaks of your love towards your children.
因为孩子需要父母同心祷告。
For the children are in such need for the parents to pray in one accord.
有一些妻子她是很渴望丈夫能够跟她一起同心祷告的。
Some wives long for their husbands to pray together with them.
他们知道丈夫是家中的头。
They knew that the husbands are the head of the family.
有座头的父亲能跟他一起同心祷告，神就会祝福这个家。
They knew that God will bless this family if the head of the family will fear the Lord and pray together with the wives.
所以做父亲的，我们都学习与妻子同心祷告。
So as fathers, let's learn to pray in one accord with our wives.
几天前有一个弟兄，他的妻子要刚刚要去一个新的地方工作。
A few days ago, a brother, his wife is going to be working in a new place.
这个妻子心情有点紧张。
So the wife was a little nervous.
但是呢，丈夫为她祷告。
But the husband prayed for her.
出门口的时候祝福她当天的工作。
Before she left, he prayed for her and blessed her for the day's work ahead.
那个做妻子的心情就踏实了。
And suddenly the wife feel much more comforted.
知道她通过丈夫的祷告跟祝福，神会保守看顾她。
He knew that the Lord will be with him, with her and bless her. Through the blessing and prayer of her husband.
当然我们知道神可以越过一切的难阻来保守祝福我们。
Of course, we know that God can go beyond all hindrance, difficulties, and watch over us and bless us.
无论我们有丈夫或者没有丈夫。
Whether you have a husband or not.
但是如果你我做别人的丈夫的时候。
But as husbands,
神都有个心意，要通过做丈夫的祝福他的妻子。
God has a desire or plan to bless the wives through their husbands.
所以我们盼望彼此勉励，做丈夫的我们一起学习跟妻子同心祷告，吸引他们跟自己祷告。
So husbands, let's encourage one another to pray with our wives in one accord.
我们现在要来看做妻子的怎样保守与丈夫的同心。
Now let's look at how as wives they should keep the unity of the spirit with their husband.
第七节末了的这样这个字
the, verse,、the word in verse 7 that
不单只是连于第七节对丈夫所说的话的
not only links to verse 7 the rest of verse 7
也可以是连于第一节到第六节向妻子所说的话的
it also has connections fromTo verse 1 through to verse 6.
所以做母亲的如果盼望与丈夫同心祷告的时候呢她也就要思想第一节到第六节彼得给妻子的话。
So as wives, if you want to learn how to pray in one accord with your husbands, we need to look at verse 1 through to verse 6.
第一节头两句话这样说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
Verse 1 says, Wives likewise be submissive to your own husband.
怎样顺服自己的丈夫呢？
How can you be submissive to your husband?
第四、第五节解析说，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的，因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。
Verse 4 and 5 explains the how. Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
然后第六节说，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。
Then verse 6 says, As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
我们现在要来看什么叫撒拉的听从呢？
Let's look at how Sarah obeyed Abraham.
什么叫圣经吩咐妻子对丈夫的听从呢？
What it means when the Bible commands the wives to be submissive to the husbands.
听从不等于盲从。
To obey doesn't mean to obey blindly.
也不等于没有主见，自己没有见识。
To obey doesn't mean to lose your own opinion or have no understanding or wisdom.
好像一个无知的妇人，你叫她做什么，她就去做什么。
Just like a woman without understanding or wisdom, you tell her to do whatever and she will do.
圣经的听从。
It's the word obey.
第一，是妻子的看法与丈夫的看法一致的时候，妻子听从丈夫。
Firstly, when wife's opinion is the same as their husband, they obey.
当妻子的看法与丈夫的看法不同的时候，仍然听从丈夫。
But when the wife has a different opinion to her husband, you still obey.
就好像主耶稣认为他应当以天父的事为念，继续留在圣殿里跟那些教师讨论的时候一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus, when he was young, he was in the temple, he knew that he had to mind the business of his father and continued to reason with the teachers in the temple.
但是他却听从父母，同他们回去拿撒勒。
And yet he obeyed his earthly parents and returned to Nazareth with them.
如果我们的听从只是当我们的意见跟对方的意见一致的时候才听从，其实那个不是真的顺服啊。
If we only obey when our opinion is the same as the one above us, then that's not real obedience.
这个只是执行我们自己觉得认为的去做。
This is just doing what we like to do.
第二呢？这个听从是可以彼此沟通的。
Secondly, this obedience doesn't mean that you cannot have fellowship and talk about the matter.
不是说丈夫叫我们做什么，只有两个反应，不做或者做，就这样。
It's not like you only have two responses. You either say yes or no when the husband tells you to do something.
其实可以沟通的。
The husband and wives can't actually fellowship and talk over the matter.
就好像童年的耶稣对父母表达说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Just like young Jesus saying to his earthly parents, Don't you know that I need to mind the business of my father in heaven?
所以主耶稣有表达的。
So the Lord was expressing his view, his opinion.
所以圣经要我们的听从是可以彼此讨论的。
So this obedience can have fellowship and discussion.
因为神特别创造亚当，是神特别创造夏娃来帮助亚当的。
For God created Eve to help Adam.
神知道亚当是不完全的。
He knew that Adam was incomplete in his own.
他虽然是头，却需要妻子的帮助。
Even though he's the head, he needs the help of his wife.
不过在讨论表达的过程，妻子需要里面存着一个温柔安静的灵。
But in the course of the discussion, the wife needs to have a quiet and gentle spirit, an obedient spirit.
存着一个敬忠丈夫的心，称他为主。
A heart that honors the husband and calling him Lord.
并且讨论后，妻子需要尊重丈夫最后的决定。
And after the discussion, the wife needs to honor the husband's final decision.
这样通过坦诚沟通而达至彼此都能够明白和接受的决定。
So through open discussion and fellowship, when they reach a decision that both will understand and agree to,
妻子就能够同心去听从了。
Then it's much easier for the wives to obey.
不过有时候表达出来的意见不一定被对方明白或者接受的。
But sometimes,The opinion that you express may not be well received or understood by the other person.
就好像主耶稣，当他向父母表达他当以天父的事为念之后，
Just like the Lord Jesus when he said to his earthly parents, I need to mind the business of my heavenly Father.
圣经说他父母不明白他所说的这些话。
The Bible tells us that his parents did not understand what he was saying.
但主耶稣仍然放下自己，同父母回去顺从他们。
But the Lord has surrendered himself and obeyed his earthly parents.
第三，这个听从是有范围的。
Thirdly, this obedience has a boundary.
妻子对丈夫的听从不能够越过对神的听从。
This obedience cannot go beyond the wife's obedience towards God.
正如彼得、约翰在公会的权柄面前，在使徒行传四章十九节面对公会的时候这样说。
Just like Apostle Peter and John when they said to the council, when they were put before the council.
他说听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己作量吧。
He said to them to obey, whether to obey man or obey God, which way is right? You tell me.
圣经里面顺服权柄的原则是要我们不单只顺服我们对上的权柄。
The principle of obedienceis that we not only obey the earthly authority,
也要顺服我们对上权柄上面更高的权柄。
But we're also obedient to a higher authority.
当我们对上的权柄跟更高的权柄有抵触的时候，我们需要顺服更高的权柄。
When the earthly authority has a conflict with the higher authority, then we need to obey God, the higher authority.
换句话说，当你丈夫叫你去做得罪主的事情的时候，做妻子的就需要顺服更高的主的权柄，去顺服听从主，而不是去得罪主。
In other words, if the husband asks the wife to do things that sin against God, the wife should obey God and not to sin against him.
如果丈夫叫妻子做某一件事情，妻子不喜悦。
If the husband asks the wife to do something that the wife doesn't like to do,
做妻子的就需要回到主的面前，寻求主在这件事的心意。
Then the wife needs to come before the Lord and seek the Lord's will.
看看这个事情是否得罪主。
And see whether this pleases the Lord or sin against the Lord.
还是只是妻子自己不喜欢。
Or is it just something that the wife doesn't like to do?
有时候妻子需要求主赐给她智慧和温柔安静的心去跟丈夫沟通。
Sometimes the wife needs to ask from the Lord for a gentle and quiet spirit to have a proper discussion with the husband.
去了解丈夫要做这个事情的背后的目的是什么。
To understand the reason behind the instruction.
想想有没有其他的途径去达成满足丈夫背后的目的。
To think about whether there's another way to fulfill the same purpose.
而不需要去做得罪主的事。
And not to sin against God.
当然有时候丈夫最后仍然坚持自己的决定。
But sometimes the husband still insists on his decision.
那么妻子就已经寻求主，清楚知道这个是主所不喜欢，自己去听从丈夫去做这个事情。
And after clear prayer before the Lord, if the wife was clear that this matter does not please the Lord,
这个时候做妻子的呢，就需要里面存一个温柔安静的灵去不做。
Then the wife needs to learn to say no in a gentle and quiet spirit.
这个不做是因着爱主而不做。
This saying no is because of her love for the Lord.
正如彼得在《使徒行传》第五章二十九节说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。”
Just like Peter says in Acts chapter 5 verse 29, to obey, we ought to obey God rather than men.
另一方面，这一个不做，也是为着爱丈夫而不做。
And this saying no to the husband.Is also out of a loving heart for her husband.
是为了避免丈夫因错误的想法和吩咐产生出真正错误得罪神的后果。
To stop the husband from sinning against God.
所以一个妻子怎样才能够按照圣经去听从丈夫呢？
So how should the wife obey the husband according to the Bible?
她需要常回到主的面前与主有交通。
She needs to have close fellowship with the Lord.
她才能够有力量放下自己的自我去听从丈夫。
So that she can have the strength to surrender herself to obey her husband.
当丈夫的吩咐与主的吩咐有冲突的时候，她才懂得怎样去寻求主的引导。
When the command of the husband contradicts with the law's principle, then she would know how to seek the law's guidance.
能够有温柔安静的心去与丈夫沟通。
She will know how to fellowship with the husband in a gentle and quiet spirit.
在不得已的时候，她也有主的力量去存着温柔安静的心去不听从。
And when it's necessary, she will have the strength from the Lord to say no in a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以这样的不听从是没有半点对丈夫不敬重的味道的。
In this way, this saying no has nothing to do with not honoring her husband.
或者藐视丈夫的看法，贬低丈夫做头的地位的。
Has no element of despising her husband,
或者存轻慢的态度，或者甚至攻击丈夫的成分。
Or attacking her, the husband.
所以当妻子里面存着温柔安静的心去听从丈夫，或者为了主的缘故不听从，这个都是需要主给的信心跟勇气的。
So whether the wives are listening, obeying the husband in a gentle and quiet spirit, or saying no because of her love for the Lord, she needs the strength from the Lord to do so.
都需要基于对神的信心。
It is based on her faith in the Lord.
基于对神的仰望和依赖。
It is based on her trust in the Lord.
所以在第五、第六节这样说， 因为骨舌仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。
That's why in verse 5 it says, for in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves.
因着对神的仰赖，才能够培养她一个温柔、安静的灵。
Because of their trust in God, it gives them a quiet and gentle spirit.
也培养她们有一个对丈夫的敬重跟尊荣。
It also fosters a honor towards their husband.
懂得怎样按照圣经去听从丈夫。
Giving her the knowledge on how to honor the husband according to the Lord.
在第一节里头说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不顺从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Verse 1 says, If some do not obey the word, they without word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
当时的背景，这些妻子的丈夫可能是没有信神的外邦人。
So the background was that perhaps some of the husbands were Gentiles who do not believe in God.
就好像保罗说，两个人本来没有信主，后来一个人信主了。
Just like Paul says, previously both were non-Christians, and then one believed in the Lord.
这个不信道的人可能是个不信主耶稣的犹太人。
Perhaps this person who do not obey the word is a Jew who do not believe in the Lord Jesus.
甚至我们可以应用在一个真实的基督徒，但是他在软弱、不听从主话的时候。
Or even applies to a Christian who is weak and who does not obey the Lord.
彼得都鼓励勉励做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
In whatever case, Peter encourages the wife to be submissive to their husbands.
这个顺服能够叫这个丈夫挽回过来。
This submissiveness has the power to win over the husband.
彼得在最后说，便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
And Peter says at the end that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以当一个妻子这样学习顺服的时候，
So when a wife learns the lesson of obedience in this way,
夫妇也更能够学习一同同心的祷告。
Then the parents, as husband and wife, can learn how to pray.Together in one accord.
另一方面，
On the other hand,
当妻子这样学习顺服的时候，
When the wives learned to obey the husband in this way,
在神面前存一个温柔、安静、清洁的灵，
When they have a quiet and gentle spirit,
他们的心就不会因做丈夫不合乎神心意，里头就产生苦毒、埋怨，甚至怀恨。
Then there will not be the bitterness against their husbands when the husband is not following after the Lord's heart.
其实这个顺服的原则同样应用在孩子面对父母的权柄的情况。
The same principle applies to children's when they're facing the authority of their parent.
雇员面对老板权柄的情况。
Or employees facing the authority of the employer.
信徒面对教会的权柄的时候。
Or as Christians facing the authority in the church.
有一些基督徒面对不合乎神心意的父母。
Some Christians, when they are facing the parents who are not walking with the Lord.
不合乎神心意的老板。
Are not the boss who are not fearing the Lord.
不合乎神心意的教会的权柄的时候
，for authorities that they in the church that they think are not following God's way，
但是因着没有好好学习顺服的功课
，but because they have never learned the lesson of obedience，
以致在属灵的成长里头受了不少的亏损
，they have suffered much loss in their spiritual growth，
也叫主伤心
，and have caused。Grief has grieved the Lord's heart.
因为时间关系，我们最后读一节的圣经，这是马太福音十八章十九二十节。
Because of time, let's read a last verse from Matthew chapter 18, verse 19.
十九二十节。
19 and 20.
这一节两节讲给我们听，同心祷告的宝贝。
These two verses tell us how precious it is to pray, to be praying in one accord.
马太福音十八章十九二十节，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Matthew 18 verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask,It will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For there where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
So, 盼望我们都一起学习父母同心祷告。
Hope that we can all learn to pray in one accord, as parents.
做丈夫的按情理与妻子同住，敬重她。
That the husbands learn to dwell with their wives, with understanding.
做妻子的学习顺服丈夫。
That the wives learn to be obedient to their husbands.
还有一点点就是，我们也需要挪开时间的拦阻。
One more thing, we need to remove the hindrance because of the time, the lack of time.
我们求主给我们智慧，安排我们的时间，以致我们每天都有一些时间跟父母两个人祷告。
We ask the Lord to give us the wisdom on how to arrange, prioritize our lives so that we can have time to pray together.
或者一个礼拜一次，多一点的祷告。
Or perhaps once in a week, we have more prayers, longer prayers before the Lord.
另外就是我们要夫妇同心祷告的学习。
The other point is the.As parents, we need to learn to pray in one accord.
我们就也要学习个人在内时跟主个人的祷告。
If we are to learn to pray in one accord, we need to come to our inner room and pray to God in our personal prayer.
一个越懂得在内时向主祷告，就越懂得父母两个人一起祷告。
The more one knows how to draw near to God individually, then the more he would know how to pray in one accord with his spouse.
家里头父母同心祷告是非常重要的。
It's such an important matter for the husband and wife to pray in one accord in the family.
我们要做一个与神同行的父母，我们需要祷告。
In order to be parents walking with God, we need to pray.
在过去我们讲过很多次关于怎样做一个与神同行的父母。
We've shared many times on the series of topics on how to work with God as parents.
如果你有留意的话呢，那个重点都是主的话和祷告。
If you have paid attention, the emphasis is always on the Word of God and on prayer.
我们非常需要祷告。
We really need to pray.
我们盼望我们的孩子好，爱神。
We hope our children will receive benefit. We hope that they will love God.
但是世界上没有一个人能够改变另外一个人的。
But there's no one on earth that has the ability to change another person.
哪怕你很爱你的孩子，很想他爱神。
Yes, you love your children. You really want them to love God.
只有神自己能够吸引他爱神。
But only God has the ability to draw him towards him.
但是很感谢神，因为神是很想你的孩子爱神的。
But we thank God, for God longs for your children to also love Him.
想我的孩子爱神。
To long for my children to love Him.
想教会里头每个孩子爱神的。
He longs for all children in the church to love God.
所以，圣经说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然努力劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Therefore, the Bible says, unless the Lord builds the city, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain.
神这样说不是要我们灰心，觉得做什么都没用了。
The Lord has said that, has given those words to us not to.Causes to despair, saying this, whatever we do doesn't make any difference.
圣经怎样说呢？是叫我们看见是神自己很想建造房屋的，看守城池的。
He's telling us the truth, but he is sharing a secret with us that he's the one who longs to build the house.
在你我的家里头是这样。
And he's the one who guards the city in our house.
在教会里头也是一样。
It is likewise in the church.
但是神今天要在每个家庭里头找到能够跟他同心的。同心父母一起祷告。
But God is seeking for parents who are willing to pray together to be co-working with Him.
所以是有盼望的。
So yes, we have hope.
在神那里有救赎赎回的恩典的。
We have the salvation, the grace of salvation from the Lord.
当在家里头父母能够越学习同心祷告的时候
，The more we as parents learn to pray in one accord，
弟兄姊妹走在一起，就能够更懂得为神的家同心祷告。
Then the more as brothers and sisters, when we gather together, we will know how to pray for the house of God。
愿意我们当学习做个与神同行父母的时候
，Hope that as we learn to be parents walking with God，
我们自己与神。越来越亲近的同行
，that we draw nearer and nearer to the Lord as we walk with Him。
我们跟我们的配偶越来越亲近的走在一起同行
，that we ever closer to our spouse to be walking together with God。
我们也吸引我们的孩子越来越亲近的与神同行
，that we even draw our children to be walking with God。
越来越多的家庭。同心合意的来与神同行。
The more and more families are drawn to work together with God.
教会弟兄姊妹越来越同心的与神同行。
That the church, the brothers and sisters, can pray together in one accord.
愿神的心意能够成就。
May God's will be done.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们求你，向我们的心说话。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you speak to our hearts.
我们不灰心，因为我们有你。
We do not lose heart because we have you as our Savior and Lord.
我们不灰心，因为有你永远的旨意在我们信主的人身上。
We do not despair because youEternal purpose stands forever.
你要我们越来越认识你，越来越爱你。
You want us to draw near to you, to know you more and love you more.
虽然我们是软弱失败，但是你得胜。
Even though we are weak and we often fail, but you have overcome.
所以主，我们再次把我们自己、我们的家庭交给你。
So Lord, once again, we commit ourselves, our family unto you.
以致我们都学习将心归给你。
That we may all learn to give our heart to you.
以致你的旨意在神的家里头能够更多的成就。
That your will may be done in the house of God.
愿人都看见你的荣耀，被吸引来跟从你，爱你。
That men may see your glory and they're drawn towards you, Lord.
以致你的家在地上能够忠心的来荣耀你。
That your house, your church, may be a faithful witness, a faithful servant to you.
好，叫荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.